This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you gone out without a mask yet? The CDC says it's safe for fully vaccinated people to stop wearing masks in most cases. But President Biden's making a plea to those who haven't gotten a COVID shot yet. Here's our Sagar Magani.
President Biden says for those who have not yet received the shots.
Look, we've gotten this far. Please protect yourself.
On the flip side, Dr. Anthony Fauci says those who no longer have to wear masks may still be hesitant to take them off.
The risk is extremely low of getting infected if you're vaccinated.
But both he and the president say it's their choice.
And there's nothing wrong with that, and they shouldn't be criticized.
Let's be patient. Be patient with one another.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The nation's largest fuel pipeline is flowing again after the company that runs it was hit by hackers. But long lines remain at gas stations throughout the southeast. Here's our Mike Hempen.
Colonial restarted its pipeline late Wednesday, which means fuel is now running between refineries in Houston and southeast states, but it will take a few days or even weeks for everything to get back to normal. The head of oil analytics at S&P Global Platts, Richard Joswick, says stations should be open for business and well-supplied next week, but only if the pipeline operates as planned and customers stop hoarding fuel.
The man suspected of shooting and wounding three people in New York Times Square, including a four-year-old girl, says he doesn't know anything about it and was in New Jersey at the time. Farrakhan Muhammad spoke from a county jail in Florida, where he's in custody after being arrested. Israeli artillery pounded northern Gaza this morning, trying to destroy militant tunnels, says the military, and paving the way for a potential ground invasion. This is AP News. A Marine Corps officer is charged with taking part in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building.
Marine Major Christopher Warnegaris was taken into custody Thursday at the Marine Base in Quantico, Virginia, not far from the Capitol in Washington. The 40-year-old, who had tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, is charged with being part of the pro-Trump mob that forced their way into the Capitol building on January 6th. Court documents describe the Marine pushing past a police officer at one door, then scuffling with another officer who tried to pull the door shut. A former co-worker recognized Warnegaris from photos and told the FBI he is the first active duty service member charged in the insurrection. Four reservist or National Guard members and about 40 veterans are among the 400-plus people charged in the attack. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Dow was up 433 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.